Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Dancing in the streets of Boone once again, another music festival on the horizon as we welcome you into another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, thanks in partnership to our friends at High Country Radio and Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thanks for the download, the continued subscriptions, and we've got a packed show for you this week as we give you the details of the first ever Boonerang Music Festival. Boonerang is exactly what it sounds like. All those people that either are from here, they leave, they come back. Maybe they went to school here and they come back. They want to boonerang. They want to bring their life back up to the place that meant so much to them. So we have all kinds of visitors in the community that make up the boonerang lifestyle. And they are here for what will be a fun-filled week or weekend of activities. It all starts Friday night at the Jones House, all day Saturday throughout the downtown area, and many businesses are taking their opportunity to do their own Boonerang feature, welcoming back again so many people that have had connections here to the community. So here in just a moment, you're going to hear from Mark Freed. He's the Director of Cultural Resources for the town of Boone. He's going to lay out the full weekend schedule. There are a few road closures to consider as you're moving about downtown, especially Saturday. So just be mindful of the fact that you might not be able to access areas that you traditionally did by car. You may have to park around the campus area to walk up to King Street, just like you would do for any other festival that we have, or 4th of July, or what have you. So just keep that in mind, a little extra travel time as you make your way down, but it's going to be a day full of fun and excitement, a lot of activities for kids up by the library. It should be a lot of fun, and hopefully the first of many installments of what we will soon know to be a tradition here in the High Country, and that's Boonerang. So let's listen in as Mark Freed gives us the details on this installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and consulting.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. As we talked about before the break, big event coming up here to Boone this weekend, the Boonerang Music and Arts Festival. Coming to town Friday and Saturday, the bulk of this event will be Saturday all throughout the downtown area. We are pleased to be joined today by Mark Freed. He is the Director of Cultural Affairs for the town of Boone. And I would go ahead and say it, the lead organizer of Boonerang. I know that this is a committee effort. You will probably turn down such recognition, but Mark, this is in a lot of ways your brainchild. So help us understand what led us to this point. Why Boonerang? How did it all get started?
So Boonerang, we got to, you know, we do a lot of concerts here at the Jones House. We're involved with a lot of music and a lot of events downtown. We've put on the Jimmy Smith event. We do the parades. We know what it's like to get the community together. And when we do that, we frequently talk with our other community organizing pals about the days of the Kraut Creek Festival and the Daniel Boone days and the street festivals of past, and wondered, you know, where are they? We need to bring the street festivals back, especially coming back after the pandemic. You know, we don't have right now, we don't have Cyclovia going, and we need to get people back together on the street. So the idea came from a lot of people. And this particular for Boonerang, when we got to sitting around and thinking of all the artists that have a Boone connection, we started putting together a list. And it was from Luke Combs and Eric Church to Old Crow Medicine Show, who used to busk on the streets, to Derek Trucks, who played here as a young guy, rumor has it has a GED from Watauga High, to Widespread Panic, who's one of their founding members was a Michael Hauser, was a Boone guy. And the list just went on and on and on. And we started thinking about all the bands, the great bands we have here. And when we put the big list together, it was like, we need to do a festival. This looks fun. So we made the commitment at that point. And of course, you know, anybody who's spent time in Boone has probably heard the term Boonerang, people who have spent some time in Boone and left and come back. So in keeping with that theme and looking at all those artists, we kind of pinpointed that as an idea and went out to see what people would think about it.
And so with that, you've had a number of different markets to target, right? Like you mentioned, you've got the more local component of that that understands the benefits of having a street festival in the downtown area. And you pointed out Cyclovia is a perfect example of what that organization looks like when you're able to bring people down for a festival like that and how it gets people interacting with the downtown streets and the business community around it. It's just a lot of fun. But then you also throw in this new element of folks, whether they came to App State and left, whether they grew up here and left, but have wanted that way back in. It is just a natural play to be an attractor, to bring folks back to not only the community that they loved, but almost a time and place within that. What has that response been like as people have made that connection?
Yeah, we've been sort of subtitling it a community homecoming. You know, it's not the alumni homecoming. This is for everybody who has spent time in Boone, who loves to spend time in Boone, who has friends that they love to visit. We've had a lot of people who are inviting friends to come and you know, what a great time to come and visit your pals. And we specifically chose this time of year because for those of us who live full time here in the high country, I mean, you know that as much as we love the university and love the students, there's a sweet spot when they all leave for the semester and the congestion lets up. And the full tourist swing hasn't quite hit summer. And there's just this little sweet spot. And as we've been experiencing lately, you know, I was down for a mountain bike ride in Morganton yesterday and just thanking the lucky stars that I could drive back up the mountain to the high country to lay myself to rest at night with no air conditioning and just my window open and the fan on. So, you know, it's a beautiful time of year to be in the high country. It's not as congested. You know, sometimes people, you know, get challenged with parking a block or two blocks away from where they want to be in Boone. But those parking challenges are less when we have the university out on summer break. So we have that to you know, help us out and get the festival going. And it's a great time of year. So we encourage everybody, come back to Boone, come invite your friends to Boone, Boonerang back and enjoy it. So what a great time to come and be together coming out of the pandemic. You know, this whole thing pretty much is taking place outside and we want to, you know, be around our neighbors with some good fresh air and good music and enjoy it.
Mark Free joining us from the town of Boone talking about Boonerang. And this is a weekend worth of music. It actually starts Friday night, a concert on the Jones House lawn from 5:30 to 8:30 that really kicks off the event with the vast majority of Boonerang festival events taking place all day this coming Saturday. Mark, different from many festivals, this is a free event and a lot of family-friendly opportunities to not only engage with the music, but other opportunities for takes on art. Can you talk a little bit about how that came together, number one, from a pricing standpoint, of which there is no price, but also this is kind of a gateway, it seems like, for a lot of folks to experience different types of art and artists around the area.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, we wanted to welcome the community to downtown Boone and not put a border around it. And we want everybody to have an opportunity to participate and to come Boonerang. So it was important for us to have a free music festival, at least the majority of things and the events being free. So of course we couldn't do it without sponsors and it was important to go out and, you know, see who wanted to get on board. And the response has just been amazing from, you know, our local TDA to our Downtown Boone Development Association, the Watauga Arts Council, the Watauga Economic Development Commission. Lots of sponsors got on board. In fact, at some point we had stopped soliciting and we continued to get people who just wanted to come and be a part of the festival. And, you know, I think people are really excited. Like I said, I was with an idea to bring a street festival back to Boone. And I think so many people want to see it happen that everybody's pitching in. It's been really quite a community effort. As you said up front, you know, I have been sort of directing things, but it's been with a huge team of volunteers, of really great sponsors and community partners, and everybody's getting together. And so that's how we can make it free. You know, we have lots of Town of Boone staff who will be pitching in overtime to come out and make sure that we're safe with the streets closed and that we have, you know, all the resources we need to make this happen. And it's going to be really great. And it is a very community and family friendly event. We'll have a kid zone going from noon to five on the Watauga County Library lawn. Lots of great events up there. bouncy things and houses and inflatables, face painting, Twist the Balloon Man, Jump Boone will be there, a great local, you know, inflatable company. Big Bang Boom is going to kick things off at the library, a really fun kids band. This is like good kids music, David. You have children. You know, there's some kids music.
There is
those earworms. Those earworms are not ones you want in your head all day long. But this is a, like, this is one of those kids bands that like you heard on the radio from like listening to like a kids variety mix or whatever. And you're like, oh, okay. Yes, that this is good. I'm banging. I'm jamming to this one. This is one of those bands. It's good.
Nice. Nice. So no direct kids bop will be indoctrinated in this first installment of Boonerang. We can make that a guarantee. Boonerang coming up again the 17th and 18th. That's Friday and Saturday. Local food and beer and arts market, the kids zone that Mark was just talking about. You can check out more details at boonerangfest.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some of the bands that are coming, some of the scheduling, and just how you can continue to find your way downtown the Boone this weekend for the first installment of what we hope are many Boonerangs yet to come. You are listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber visiting with Mark Freed from the town of Boone, the Director of Cultural Resources and one of the main folks in charge of the first annual Boonerang Festival, the inaugural event coming up Friday evening. Starts with a concert on the Jones House lawn, that traditional Friday night slot, followed by a day's worth of music, crafts, fun activities throughout the day on Saturday. All of this coming up. It's free of charge. A great opportunity to come downtown and experience what should be just a fantastic day for arts and culture here in the High Country. So, Mark, you were talking a little bit about the origin of the list of performers and how you really tried to make that an intentional effort to engage with bands that were either from here or played here on a fairly regular basis. So what can you tell us about the lineup and how it all gets started with the bulk of that performance again on Saturday?
Yeah, sure. So we do. We've got a great lineup. It's really diverse is the other thing that I'd like to point out. Like, I don't know what kind of music you're looking for, but we've got soul music. We've got gospel. We've got reggae. We've got bluegrass. We've got blues. We've got songwriters. We've got indie bands. We've got, I mean, we just, you name it, and we're going to span most of the gamut. And the stuff that we don't cover will probably be covered down at Lily's and at Boone Saloon later that night. So we'll kick things off on our South Depot stage. This is going to be our street stage, just sort of down there near Jimmy Smith Park and the Beasley Complex. Juno Alaska Gospel Choir and Soul Benefactor are going to do a dual set there. They'll be followed by Chawa, a reggae band that's got some Boone grads, some App grads who play in that band based out of Asheville. Town Mountain will play later in the evening on that stage, and their bass player is another Boonie. And then Acoustic Syndicate will round out that street stage, who you mentioned, you know, have been coming to Boone for a long time and feel like they're almost a Boone band. Certainly a good one of the great North Carolina bands. Up on the North Depot stage, so this is in the parking lot behind, like next to Lost Province, behind Mast. We'll kick things off there at 1:30 with King Bees. So we've got some good blues music. We'll have the Naked Gods there, bring some rock and roll, and then finish things off on that set or that stage at 5:30 with Melissa Reeves. So another one of our great Boonies who has, you know, moved off into the world and loves to boonerang back and come and bring her great music. Then we'll have the Jones House. We'll kick things off at 2:00. We have the Trey Wellington Band, great bluegrass, progressive bluegrass music. And then at 4:00, Alexa Rose, great songwriter. And 6:00, Songs from the Road Band will finish off the Jones House stage. And then there'll be a stage at Espresso News, the Boone Area Community Radio and 641 RPM are putting together. And they've got a whole day's worth of music that will be going there between our bands on the South Depot stage. Full day of music. And if you really want and you run around downtown, I think you could probably catch a little bit of everybody's set. We have them staggered.
And as you mentioned, the variety sticks out certainly from all of these locations. This is to put this in the right frame of mind for folks too that have been at similar street festivals before. You are closing Depot Street in both directions, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So Depot from King all the way to South Depot. So that's King all the way down to River Street and including the intersection of Howard. So we'll have an arts market around there. The intersection will be closed and completely safe and blocked off. That'll be one zone we're calling our South Depot zone. And it'll be a great area to hang out. The climbing wall is down in there. They'll be active. They're going to be doing some juggling out there. There'll be a bunch of arts markets, booths, vending booths on Howard Street. We will have our local breweries represented down there, a couple food trucks on the street. Howard Street Station is going to be having some tables out on Howard Street there. Really fun active zone down there. And then we're going to close the street on North Depot, and that'll go from King up through the Lost Province lot. But King Street will remain open. Queen Street will remain open. River Street will remain open. So pretty much the east to west traffic is going to be undisrupted. It'll mostly be that depot area and a little bit on Howard Street.
I know that you mentioned them back at the top. Watauga County Arts Council, certainly one of the helpful organizers of all of this, and they'll be kind of the ones that are helping put together the market concept there. What kinds of things can people expect to see on display there from a vendor's perspective?
Well, a really wide array. I mean, it was amazing all the vendor applications that came in. I believe they had more than 70 applications. I will say, like the bands, one of the questions on the vendor application was, what's your connection to Boone? And it was great. It was so fun to read through the responses. Of course, we have several of our local Boone artists and businesses that will be represented, but also people who were app grads or people who lived here and got some artistic development here in the high country and then have gone off to do things and are looking forward to coming back and boonering back to the high country. So it'll be a wide variety, you know, painting things will be so handmade soaps and products. There will be, the list just goes on. I hate to even dabble in it. You're going to have to come and see for yourself, but it's a really diverse, great array of vendors especially for a first year of a festival. We're really excited about all the variety that's coming.
Now, I know a lot of folks will want to come to this and just take in the music, but there have been some calls for volunteer opportunities. Are you seeing that most of those spots are filled or can people still roll up their sleeves and help out the administration of all of this excitement?
Yeah, we are getting close, but we can always definitely use some more volunteers if people are interested. The best way is to get on our website that you mentioned, boonerangfest.com, which is also where you can check out the stage schedules and the festival map. That's the best place for more information, and it's where you can sign up to be a volunteer. And we would welcome people that want to get on board. I mean, it definitely takes a community to put something like this together, mostly what we need, and I've been telling people, we really need more people to come out and enjoy it than anything else. So if anybody wants to be involved, we welcome you to come get on board. But if you just want to come and have a good time, we encourage you to do that. We'll be ready for you.
Well, and again, checking out boonerangfest.com. That's got links to some of the other happenings that include some after parties and all kinds of other helpful information like parking, the artist schedule, like Mark mentioned, plenty of great information there. A very helpful frequently asked questions link there as well. If you've got a question, chances are the answer is on that link, and it should allow you to enjoy Boonerang to the fullest coming up this weekend. Mark, I'll ask you one last question. I mean, you've been involved in this from the start. I know you have roots back to so many of the great core music lesson programs and teaching people how to play. Is the eventual goal of this to be kind of that perfect showcase of you know, education meets the reality? It's like, here are all these people that have been learning how to do a thing, and now they are inspired by others who have come back to familiar places and do that thing to then maybe let this be the launch point of bigger dreams and aspirations for some of the young youth that have certainly gone on to bigger and better things and are coming back around again.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, we're always super proud when we see the kids who have had connections with our program, whether students or teachers, coming around and performing with their groups. And we definitely anticipate having some of those bands be part of the festival in future years for sure. But, you know, I mean, the vision is to bring a really great music and arts festival to downtown Boone, one we can all look forward to coming back every year, whether you're a brick and mortar business, whether you're a artist coming in from you know, your home studio, whether you're a musician boonerangin' back, whether you're one of our great local bands that we're given an opportunity to get up on the stage and showcase your thing. you know, and so we want people to give us your ideas, give us your feedback. We frequently ask people, what are your favorite festivals and what are the things you love about those? How can we bring that to Boonerang and make that a part of the festival? And I think if we continue to craft it as a community like that and continue to find ways to make it better and make it Boone-centric, it's going to be a great festival and one we all look forward to. So come out and be part of this first year and you'll be able to say you were there when it got started.
That's awesome. Well, check it all out online, boonerangfest.com. And you're right, Mark, it sets up well to be the first of many. And we all want to say that we were there for the first one as this thing grows throughout the years. Appreciate all your time and effort in organizing this. Look forward to a great weather weekend and a wonderful weekend for music and arts here in Boone this weekend.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me. Look forward to all seeing you out there.
All right, that's Mark Fried from the town of Boone. This is David Jackson signing off from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce with another installment of Mind Your Business. We're right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.